in and around boats in the Philippines and Hong Kong by his missionary parents, Peter had been sailing virtually his entire life. Even cleaned up, shaved and showered, and dressed up in chinos and a button-down, he looked like Hemingway's scrawnier, ne'er-do-well kid brother. For more than 20 years, he and his wife Dorothy had lived and raised their family aboard the sailing vessel Breath, a 48-foot, fiberglass-hulled, gaff-rigged ketch that Peter built by hand. Some people count the bowsprit, which makes her 4 or 5 feet longer, Peter said, but that's cheating. Even by sailors who speak almost exclusively in make, model, and measurements, Breath is described as a boat with deep soul. Peter salvaged her captain's wheel from a ship as it was breaking apart on a reef. The cabin boasts a ship's bell, hundreds of years old, that Peter retrieved while freediving a wreck 70 feet down off the coast of Africa. The galley is equipped with a self-stabilizing range that makes it possible to make coffee while under sail, and a beautiful swinging gimbal table carved of lignum vitae, the hardest wood in the world, that makes it possible to pour and serve it. Above decks, though, Breath is a timepiece, all wooden masts and cotton lines. In the late 90s, Peter installed an electric windlass to hoist the anchor in its chain, and this was a huge concession to modernity that Peter hadn't entirely forgiven himself for. All the sails were still raised by hand. My job. Breath had already